Elegy at the Crossroads. If I could call you back from the far shore of the darkness, I wouldn't. I would let the ocean have its say with you. You who woke each morning cradling your shadow like an instrument in its locked black case and had to let our mad hands open it to the immensities. History is a revving engine of scrap steel and fire, and you walked away from it once. You wrapped it around a jacaranda on the slick Pacific highway, then walked off from the fury of its burning. One more beautiful body built to be wreckage forever. Tonight, in America, it is summer, and we are hungry for the songs that might carry us through our madness, the moon in us dragging us down our fathoms like the chunks of slag iron in your steel-toed boots, dragging you down the drop-off in the river. Mississippi is a word that meant once wonder, and you waded in with your mouth open and your hands bare, the names of your lovers on your shoulders, inked there in spit and ash and the moon of youth, the same moon that had sung you through your changes, the bitter moon that is no one's and is always, the ruined moon that must rise as what it is. Hush now, there are hymns still in these rivers. And when the wind slips through the kindling of these cities, when the moon climbs in his cherry leather church shoes, rinsed clean from his troubled plunge in the darkness, sing to us of the hymns you found in carnage. Sing to us in the language of the changed ones, you who slipped into the river and became it, its dark barges like the laden freight of our own hearts, loaded to the gunwales with their trouble. You who held the dark harp of your own heart and listened till they took it from your own hands, your hands that grasped your lovers like this country, hungry for an afterlife to rise for. Your clear eyes that were no one's once, and holy, that were no one's and were open once, and lived. You who were ruin and were music, and who knew, yes, that the only way into the radiance is down into the terrible chaos, and waded in with nothing, and trusted it would lift you with its riches. And wouldn't we also come to love it? Wouldn't we also trust in wonder if every time but one it always did?